Chapter 5. A Proctologist. Dr. McGammond, a proctologist, was an outstanding surgeon. This doctor was very noticeable in many ways, i.e., immaculately dressed, a fresh red rose always present in his lapel, articulate in his speech, forever a smile on his face. He would walk in the center of the hall, walking with short steps, short legs, swaying his slim-looking shoulders. Looking at his happy face, you'd think he'd just won the lottery. Being so famous, he charged a higher consultation fee than others, they told me. One patient related to me that his whole office was covered with certificates. I looked after his patients for several years. He would always make it a point to thank me each time I assisted him with a treatment to a patient. When in surgery, he demanded perfection in everything. The instruments had to be laid out exactly how he wanted. Even the assisting nurses were told where to stand, not too close to the OR table, so he would have more breathing space. As he was short, he didn't want to feel closed in. Dr. McGammond, being in charge, stood on the right end of the table, his assistant doctor facing him on the left side of the OR table. The OR technician who passed out the instruments stood next to Dr. McGammond. Dr. Johnson, the assistant, was approximately 35 years old, a down-to-earth, unpretentious person. He was very kind, a good listener, and very skillful. During surgery, Dr. McGammond insisted on keeping up the sterile technique, even though it could become messy at times, especially with a proctocolectomy, proctus, anus, colon, ectomy, excision. He was a gentleman at all times in his manners. Dr. McGammond was in control at all times, and from what I observed, he never became agitated. Looking at him, I'd say he was close to his 60s. Having taught so many interns right through his professional career, his speech was in a lecturing style. Throughout the world, he was asked to speak and gave many lectures. And when he came back, he would tell me all about it. "Yes, I just came back from New York or from London, England," he would say. I enjoyed listening to him because he narrated it in a manner like it was a holiday trip. You could tell by his beaming face he had enjoyed it immensely. He had a lot of showmanship, and I can just picture him speaking to a big audience. Dr. McGammond kept a professional distance and would never talk about his family or children. It appeared his profession involved him mostly in his work, and he preferred to keep his family life private. We had assisted him many times doing a checkup with a sigmoidoscope, an instrument for visualizing the rectum and sigmoid flexure of the colon. The physician would order enemas to clear the rectum, usually three or more before it turned clear, prior to treatment. The patient was placed on a treatment table in a genupectoral position, a sitting-on-knee position. In preparation, the sigmoidoscope was wrapped up in a sterile towel. Surgical gloves size 8, or whatever, were ordered. KY jelly used to insert the scope, which was connected to an electrical outlet for the light in the sigmoidoscope. A glass jar in case a specimen was needed, and an instrument to remove a biopsy. "Hi, Mr. McMurray," not his real name. "I am Dr. McGammond. I am going to insert this scope and see what the inside of your rectal area looks like." The doctor let me look as well. The doctor told me to look especially on the right side of the area. I noticed that the small abnormal mass of tissue was a tumor. The proctologist said to the patient, "Sir, I am going to take a small biopsy to test what this growth is all about. I'll explore the rest of the rectal area, turning the scope either to the left or the right side. It is looking good otherwise, Mr. McMurray. Let's put this tissue in this jar, he said to me. There, that's all, sir, he replied. Gerald, you take care of this biopsy.
Yes, doctor.
To the patient, he said before he left, We will let you know the results as soon as pathology phones us. The patient said to me, When he had that pipe in my rectum, I winked at the doctor, but he never winked back at me. Ha ha! The results from the biopsy were negative, not malignant, but benign. The small tumor was surgically removed. The patient was very lucky. It could have been colon cancer, possibly requiring a colostomy, a surgically established fistula between the colon and the surface of the abdomen. This acts as an artificial anus.